Because the Word of God is inspired of God, because the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, because the Bible, the Word of God, is able to make you wise unto salvation, in that it points you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, because the Bible in the heart will keep you from sin, we're sharing with you these days the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, the wise man of old. Today, from Proverbs chapter 15, we share with you some 3,000 Proverbs. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is prudent. Much wealth is in the house of the righteous, but trouble is in the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who pursues righteousness. Stern discipline is for him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A scoffer does not love one who reproves him. He will not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but the heart is sad. But when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. The mind of the intelligent seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and turmoil without it. Better is a dish of vegetables where love is than a fattened ox and hatred with it. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger pacifies contention. The way of the sluggard is as a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who lacks sense, but a man of understanding walks straight. Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors they succeed. A man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely world. The path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may keep away from Sheol below. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud, but he will establish the boundary of the widow. Evil plans are an abomination to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure. He who profits illicitly troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes gladden the heart. Good news put fat on the bones. And he whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility. May the Lord bless this reading of his word. I'd like to just share it with you as we paraphrase it. Again from Proverbs 15, just a few verses in closing. A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words cause quarrels. The Lord hates the gifts of the wicked, but delights in the prayers of his people. If you profit from constructive criticism, you will be elected to the Wise Men's Hall of Fame. But to reject criticism is to harm yourself and your own best interest. Humility and reverence for the Lord will make you both wise and honored. May the Lord bless these thoughts to your heart today. Amen.